Hey everyone, it is August 26th, play today. This is Kelsey Binnish from the C3 Colby campus, and today we're going to talk about God appointments. And I think even if we aren't familiar with this term, we've all had these times in our day or in our week, and we look at them as almost a coincidence or a nudge from God. Some people call them a God wink, but they could be a divine appointment, a God appointment, whatever you want to call it. But this is just when God works in a way that only God plans to. I'm such a planner myself, and I feel like I like to plan my day from start to finish. And even though that never works out exactly how I want it to, I still try to do it. But when I think about some of the greatest times God has moved in my life, it has been on the times that he hasn't, or that I haven't planned, and that he's stepped in. Some of these just could be when I'm at the grocery store and I'm talking to someone and I have the ability to witness to them or share Jesus to them. Or maybe I'm walking on the street and someone stops me and talks to me and we talk about the Lord, or I just can share the love of Christ in a way that reaches them. Or maybe you run into someone that you haven't seen for a while. All of these are just different examples, but there are so many more. But God has such perfect timing, and God is so good that he knows the perfect way to get to people and the perfect way to spread the gospel and to share him, or to make something happen that someone needs, whether that is you or the person that you are coming into contact with. But he can make things happen, and he can make those God appointments, and both people usually walk away knowing that was God. God planned for this to happen, and God wanted it to. And I think as a believer, one of the best things to do is just to pray in the morning that you will be open to those God appointments. Because I often wonder how many times I shut God off from doing those things because I'm not willing to go talk to someone when I feel that nudge, or I'm not willing to go to a certain place because I just want to stay home when I know that there's a good chance that God really has something for me there. And I feel like we just need to be open and just be yielding to what God has for us, because we truly never know when he will move in a certain way. And also just being open each and every moment, knowing you could be at church, you could be at the store, you could be at work, but God wants to move in every single place, and we just have to be willing and open to allow that. And a great verse for this is Isaiah 60:22. And this verse says, "When the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen." And it's just such an amazing reminder that God makes everything happen. We don't have control over that. We have a choice to carry out his will, but he wants to make stuff happen. And we have to be willing to say yes. And we have to be willing to share his love. And this doesn't mean we have to know 45 Bible verses, but a God appointment can just be sharing his love through his action, or our actions, or just being kind to someone, whatever it may be, or just having that talk that someone really needed that day and just sharing his love through that. And just as believers, I just pray that we can be really open to that, knowing that that's sometimes when God moves in the biggest ways, is in those moments that isn't in a church service, or it isn't through a message, but it's through the everyday little actions that people can't help but walk away thinking, wow, that had to be God, because I don't know how that person would know that, or I don't know how that person would know how to say or know to say that thing to me. But whatever it may be, God appointments can happen all the time, but we just have to be willing to do that and just be open and looking for those opportunities that God wants to make those things happen. And so as we pray to close, I just pray that we can all have a yielded and open heart to that. Dear God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for your timing, and that when the timing is right, you make things happen, and that you are just so great that you move in the most mysterious and amazing and just simple ways. And I just pray for more of those simple miracles, those simple movements that we look at as God appointments, just knowing that you can just take the most simple and everyday moments and work in such a great and amazing way. I pray that we can have yielded and submissive hearts. I pray that we can just be ready and open to just share your word and just to live your the gospel out through our actions and everything we do. And I just pray for those God appointments to happen in our lives every single day, because we are ready and we are prepared to show your love. And just because that's how you move in such amazing ways. We just thank you for today and we love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.